Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olaf Skog, says his country is trying to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean foreign minister, a visit some global observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the violence in eastern Ghouta and Afrin could be avoided if all parties would honor the UN peace resolution.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Thousands have fled eastern Ghouta in recent days to escape the fighting. Afghanistan is holding high-level talks with Pakistan today, improving straining bilateral ties on the agenda and enhancing cooperation to further a recent Afghan offer of peace talks to the Taliban. The top Pakistani security official is visiting Kabul more than 2 weeks after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani offered unconditional talks, hoping to end the deadly Afghan war. Here in the U.S., former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired, effective immediately. President Trump applauded McCabe's firing on Twitter. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a political candidate, took campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. No one is getting fired right now at the White House, and Chief of Staff John Kelly gathered some personnel and told them that's the case, they shouldn't be concerned. The White House press secretary took to Twitter to counter news. President Trump had decided to remove National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Earlier in the week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired and replaced by the Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo. Meantime, White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short spoke with reporters about a lack of cooperation among lawmakers in approving Trump nominees for various administration positions.
At this point in the past four administrations combined, the last four administrations, the Senate had conducted 17 cloture votes combined. Cloture vote, in essence, being a filibuster on a nominee. 17 cloture votes in the last four administrations combined at this point. Today, the Senate has had 79 cloture votes in the first 14 months of our administration.
Short also defended President Trump's choice of Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State. U.S. military is saying that seven American service members were killed. It happened when their helicopter crashed in Iraq. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the Trump administration spokesperson.
At least from initial reporting, the crash does not appear to have been caused by enemy action. However, this incident is under investigation. This tragic crash reminds us that all our courageous men and women take extraordinary risks every single day in service of our country.
The United States has been working with the Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. China's parliament unanimously re-elected President Xi Jinping to a second term today with no limits on the number of terms he can serve. An amendment to scrap the two-term limit on the office of president was approved last Sunday, along with 20 other changes. The amendments passed smoothly in the largely rubber-stamped National People's Congress with only five dissenting votes. Doing away with term limits, the argument goes, would ensure China maintains continuous strong leadership at a time when crucial reforms are on the horizon and the rising superpower is at a critical stage in economic development. President Trump has signed legislation encouraging the U.S. to send senior officials to Taiwan to meet their counterparts and vice versa, angering China, which views Taiwan as a wayward province. White House says the bill, which is non-binding, would have gone into effect today even if Mr. Trump had not signed it. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.